From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The U.S. military says four more U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan. From Kabul, NPR's Tom Bullock has more.
What few details have been released by U.S. officials were laid out in a sparsely worded press release. The deaths came in the last 24 hours and spanned the heart of Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. Three U.S. troops were killed in the south of the country. Two were killed in a bomb attack. The third was shot to death in a separate firefight. The fourth U.S. troop was killed by an explosion in Afghanistan's mountainous east. 2009 has proven to be by far the deadliest year for American forces here since the invasion some 8 years ago. To date, at least 297 U.S. troops have been killed as the Taliban insurgency continues, and as President Obama continues to debate the future role and size of America's military in Afghanistan. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Kabul.
Closing arguments began today in Cambodia in the trial of a former Khmer Rouge prison chief. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
The man known to many Cambodians as Comrade Doik is the first high-ranking former Khmer Rouge leader to be tried for war crimes by a joint UN-Cambodian tribunal that was decades in the making. Doik showed little emotion today, as lawyers for some of his victims accused him of torture and worse during his tenure as head of the infamous Tuol Slang prison, where as many as 16,000 people were held, tortured, and eventually taken away to be killed. Only a handful are known to have survived. Some of those survivors have attended Doik's trial, which began several months ago. Doik is expected to take the stand as early as Wednesday. Closing arguments are expected to conclude on Friday. An estimated 1.7 million people were either killed or died from malnutrition, overwork, or torture during the four-year-long rule of the Khmer Rouge. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
Business economists are predicting that next year will be a good one. The president of the National Association for Business Economics, Len Reeser, says the group's panel of 48 forecasting experts has developed a more positive look than just a month ago. She says they expect a jump in corporate profits and productivity next year.
That will be good news because better profits will encourage companies to undertake capital spending projects and also start to hire new people.
Reeser also said that the economy should finally begin to generate some new employment opportunities within the next 6 months. She adds that the new forecast is for 3.2% economic growth next year. Stocks are surging in early trading on Wall Street as the dollar continues to weaken and investors try to snap a three-day losing streak. At this hour on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 148 points to 10,466. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 39 points to 2185. This is NPR News. For the first time in NASCAR history, one of the sport's drivers has won four consecutive championships. From member station WFAE, Scott Graff reports.
NASCAR has been around more than 60 years, and yesterday, Jimmy Johnson completed a feat that no driver before him, not Richard Petty, Junior Johnson, even Dale Earnhardt, could pull off. Johnson won his fourth straight season championship by finishing fifth in yesterday's season finale in Miami. Johnson is a 34-year-old California native who's among the most consistent drivers ever. He's raced at NASCAR's top level for the past 9 years. Besides his four titles, Johnson has finished second twice and has never finished worse than fifth in the standings. Johnson races for Hendrick Motorsports, an organization that's akin to the New York Yankees of NASCAR. Hendrick drivers took the top three spots in this year's championship. They've won 9 of the last 15 titles. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
According to the credit reporting agency TransUnion, more people paid their credit card bills on time in the third quarter this year than in the second quarter. That's the first time this has happened in a decade. The agency says the delinquency rate on bank-issued cards like those bearing MasterCard and Visa logos fell to 1.1% for the June to September period. In the period 3 months earlier, the rate was 1.17%. Ezra Beckner of TransUnion's Financial Services Group says the drop is significant, not just for its size, but also for its timing. Credit card delinquencies were highest in Nevada, Florida, Arizona, and California. Rates were lowest in North Dakota and South Dakota. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.